Hi, it's Terry O'Reilly. This week on Under the Influence, we look at brands that aren't afraid to celebrate their weaknesses. As a rule, no company ever wants to point a neon sign at its flaws. But there are a few brave advertisers out there who know there can be incredible power in a negative. We'll look at a company that became number one in its category by advertising the fact their product tasted awful. We'll unpack why an alcohol brand bragged about its dealings with mobsters and bootleggers to attract the younger market. We'll analyze how a company doubled its sales by embracing its borderline insulting name. And another that succeeded by boasting about being second best. That's this week on Under the Influence. Hope you'll join us.